She had been a great favorite, this aunt of mine. She hugged a lot, which was not that usual in our family. She also offered beer or whiskey when you went to visit, which was not that usual in our family either. Even in her 80s, she went up and down 4 flights of stairs, always on the way to something or the other, a Rotary Club inner wheel meeting or an evening at her club. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The last time I saw her, however, she was housebound, shuffling around in a nightgown. Her fall had left her shaken, but she was as hospitable as ever. "Do you want some tea or something cold?" she said, and then added archly, "Or would something a little more hot work better?" She was not talking about coffee. "But I don't think we have bottles in the house anymore," she said wistfully. "Friends visiting from abroad would bring one by occasionally," she said, "gifts from the duty-free shop. But the friends had dwindled, and with them the bottles as well." I told her I didn't want tea or brandy or sweets. I was merely there to drop off a package. But the cook appeared with tea and snacks. I didn't want her to trouble herself. But then I gave in. She told me stories about childhood games with my mother and all the other cousins on the roof of the house.
Chhade khelata amader shob nana rokom buri bashonti ekta ache.
Later I understood I had given her, if only for a little while, something that money could not buy, my time. "So much time he spent with me," she told my mother delightedly. It was probably only half an hour. Time is one of the hardest things to give anyone anymore. Children live far away, sometimes on different continents. When they come home, they're still on the phone, talking to a client, WhatsApping with a friend, or playing Candy Crush. Instead of time, we gift technology. Smartphones, Skype, Facebook. Money, we think, can do a lot of things. It can take care of aging parents with a day nurse and a night nurse, a senior citizen health plan, knee replacements. Money can buy pleasure and family fun. It's not the same as the children piled on top of each other on the grandmother's 4-poster bed with the afternoon sun slanting in through the slatted window. But that was from another time, and it's no use hankering for sepia-tinted memories. There was something heartfelt then, says my aunt, that I don't see now. But that's the way it is.
Antarikatata beshi chilo tokhonkar dine. এখন যেটা একেবারে শো হয়ে গেছে সেটা তখন ছিল না.
My aunt's son, my cousin, a doctor, lived far away on another continent. He did the best he could, visiting every year, adjusting her prescriptions over the phone. The last time he came, however, he was researching old age homes for her. It was getting too difficult at home. Her other son, who lived in Kolkata, could not manage the care of a frail mother. My cousin researched different homes. He didn't want her to go somewhere too far away. He wanted her friends to be able to visit. We are decent sons and daughters, we hope, because we will do the needful, even though we do not have the time to sit and listen to old faded stories one more time. My aunt told me about their days in a great sprawling North Kolkata extended family. And we would go up to the roof, all of us cousins, and light these Chinese lanterns, she said, and watch them float away into the night sky. How beautiful they looked. I don't know how stressed she was about the impending big move. We didn't ask. "My head isn't working anymore," she would say. "Ask my son." Perhaps we were afraid to know the answer. But 4 days before it was scheduled, my aunt preempted it all. She died in her own home, among her own things, where the patch of sky she could see from her window was still a familiar patch. Neither son was there when she died. One was a continent away, one was downstairs. She just left, quietly, like a Chinese lantern, floating away at its own pace, to a world where time did not matter anymore, and money mattered even less. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.